So wonderful. Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Jack World visitors and exhibitors. We are here today at Metstraat in Amsterdam in November 2025. And I have now with me Philip from Gurit. Philip, how do you like Metstraat so far?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Well, Metstraat is an excellent show, thank you. Every year we participate at Metstraat to meet and greet and build relationships with our current and future customer base.
So it's absolutely about marine and the boating industry, of course.
Of course,
and,
yes.
And you are, I've seen, from the Isle of Wight.
Yes, well, we have one factory on the Isle of Wight and we have other factories around the world producing composite materials used for primary structures and secondary structures in the construction of high-end and mid-range composite boats, essentially.
You have a colleague who said Isle of Wight is the composites island because there are so many composites produced on that small island, right?
It's a hub for racing boats and performance, and so the industry has grown up around there, yes.
Yes. So let's talk about your solutions that you came up with here on Metstraat. Hmm. You were now in the panel of the Jack Group.
Yes.
About innovation, sustainability.
Yes.
And Eric Piergeon, the group CEO, was hosting this, mm-hmm. chairing this, and you were panelist.
Yep.
So thank you very much for, you know, enlightening our audiences about your solutions. Let's talk about the biopolymers that you have talked about.
Yeah.
My first question to you is, why do we need now biopolymers?
I think we need biopolymers today because people are more conscious about their carbon footprint. They're more conscious about the materials that are used to build or repair their composite craft. So we have a program to introduce more bio-sourced materials into our resin systems and also to supply recycled core materials for the construction in marine.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an ongoing commitment of sustainability in Gurit, complying with life cycle assessments and introducing bio-based materials to our structural epoxy systems, resins, adhesives.
And these biopolymers, tell me, Philip, these are for any kind of boats, or would you see there is a specific favorite application?
Yeah, I think you can use them in any kind of boat. Mainly higher end boats use epoxy and lower tech boats use polyester based materials. So yes, there is a niche for it and there is a demand. If people are building, let's say not just boats, but let's say composite containers, other aspects, other parts of boats that they want to use a natural fiber or a bio-source resin, then we can provide the solution for that. Often it's auxiliary parts for the boats, maybe composite hard tops, passerelles, equipment. There is certainly a place there for bio-source materials, yes.
So did we talk about it? Is it a thermoset or thermoplast?
It is a thermoset. So epoxy is a thermoset, yeah, which is a non-reversible reaction. If you want to end of life that, you need to remove the resin from the fiber using either a pyrolysis or another method, whereas a thermoset is meltable and recoverable and reusable, rather like a PET resin, and there are other thermoset resins too.
Yeah. One of the questions in the panel from the audience was about combustibility. How about, you know, fire safety, fire resistance? Let me say the least that a boat is in a harsh condition with salty water, air, sun, and everything is very harsh.
Yeah.
So did you check biopolymers against all these conditions?
Yeah, we have done. Obviously, UV and saltwater environment is where we operate. So we test these products in UV chambers and degradation chambers so we can analyze the life cycle of the materials with the resin systems. Fire is another topic completely. Let's not draw into fire today. That's about IMO regulations, passengers, and often in composites you use a supplementary blocker for fire, so a liner of certain sorts to incorporate it into the primary structure and resin matrix is a challenging task at the best of times. But it is possible.
Okay, so dear community, as you see, biopolymers are a trend right now, and Gurit is driving one of those trends here at Medstrate. Allow me a final question, Philip. Are you preparing for Jackworld 2026? Any highlights that you are preparing for, and if you can talk about it?
Yeah, we're preparing for Jack 2026. We attend every year. Are there things we can talk about? I think you'll have to come and see us at Jack in 2026 and find out more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
okay,
Philip, for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.